The 26th Annual National Rural Institute on Alcohol and Drug Abuse is expected to draw hundreds of people from across the country, including medical students, drug court personnel, and parole officers. Dee Owens is president of the National Rural Alcohol and Drug Abuse Network. She says living in the country has unique twists to familiar challenges. For example, drunk driving.
Young people tend to have cars in rural areas because it's difficult to get around otherwise. There's no public transportation, no taxi cabs. And so they tend to have more driver's licenses, and they tend to drive drunk more. And since you're out in the country and you have higher speeds and so forth, that can be a very deadly combination.
Owens says people in rural areas who need treatment for alcohol or drug abuse often can't access the help they need, which could be in a town, say, 40 miles away. Owens says sometimes solutions to rural issues land on the back burner.
An elaborate or a public transportation system, in my opinion, would be the answer to a lot of issues, not just rural ones. The problem, again, would become that, you know, the cities and the suburban and the larger metropolitan areas would end up with the very first shot at some sort of public transportation, you know, light rail.
Along with the UW Stout, the conference is sponsored by groups such as the American Indians Against Abuse and the U.S. Department of Justice Bureau of Justice Assistance. Steve Rice, Wisconsin Public Radio.